Hey, this is your girl, Davina Cherie, and you are tuned into R&B Dreams, the place where your dreams can fly. Now, I have a special guest, Celia, the one and only. And
the one and only.
Okay. And so yeah, like, we got a lot to talk about, my sister. I'm gonna try to get it together and be professional, because we're kikiing because we know what we're gonna talk about and we're like just so excited. But so yeah, we have before we get started though, we got a podcast that is premiering in the month of November, possibly. And the name of it, we're still trying to select the name. But
are we leaning towards Sugar and Spice?
I love Sugar and Spice.
Me too.
It feels right.
It feels right. I mean, if something else comes along, cool. We are, you know, we're not 100%, you know, I guess, on that name, but I like it. I think that it describes us. It describes what the podcast is kind of basically going to be like, you know?
Yeah. I felt like it was perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, like out of all the names that you had came up with, and I think we both kind of went back and forth, out of all of the names, like, that name, Sugar and Spice, stuck the most out of all the names for the name of the podcast.
It does. Yeah. I agree. That's the name of our podcast. That's it.
Period. Sis. Like,
That's it.
So, well, we're going to introduce something to you guys. And we'll switch up the letters and we'll do different letters, I guess. We could do something like that. But today, we're going to do the three T's. And the three T's we're going to feature today are trauma, toxicity. Is that the first two? Mm-hmm. And then the last two was transparency.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, where should we start? Since I mentioned trauma first, I guess we're going to start with the trauma.
Yeah, because basically it kind of goes through what you go through. Like, you go through trauma, and trauma leads to, like, a toxic situation. And then, you know, you have to be transparent in the end with yourself and with everybody else to realize, like, okay, I went through a traumatic, toxic situation, and now I need to be transparent. Like, it's time to heal. It's time to move on. So, you know, it's kind of like a process we go through as adults, I would say. Like, you know, with me being 30 and stuff, it's just like, we go through this all the time.
All the time.
You look back and you're like, oh my goodness, I had such a traumatic, toxic situation. And then, you know, that transparency in the end, when you heal from it, it feels so good to, like, release that.
And sometimes we don't even realize we've been through a traumatic situation. That's the thing that gets me. Like, so many of my, like, traumatic situations, I didn't even realize I was going through a traumatic situation. Mm-hmm. To name a few. Like, when I lost my virginity and how we broke up and that whole thing, that was a traumatic experience. And, like, my daughter's sperm donor, how that all fell apart, and that was a traumatic experience. The sperm donor, okay? Because at this point, that's what it is. Let's just call it what it is, okay?
Oh,
at this point, you know, my dad, like, I feel like I have abandonment issues, possibly, from my dad. Yes. And it's crazy because he was around. Like, I know who he is. It's not like he just ghosted. Yep. I don't even know who he is. No, like, he was around. Mm-hmm. But then that time period where he wasn't, I was traumatized. I didn't even realize. Like, the way I remember everything now, looking back, like, my mom one day, okay, so I'm young. Like, I'm 8 years old. So I'm at my grandma's house. You know, after school, she pick us up and watch us, whatever. And I think one day my dad came in and we just, the normal little kid stuff we do, we run up to him, daddy. So, but then it's like, I felt like I was being pulled away physically, like my mom or my grandma, I don't know, whoever, pulling me away. Because I didn't know, like, my dad was high. Like, I didn't know. I'm a baby, like, still. So, and, like, that day was the last time I saw my dad. Like, I remember looking back in the car, the car window. Not the last time I saw my dad.
Like a little movie.
It was literally a movie. Like, it was literally me and my brother in the backseat looking back, like, why are we being rushed out the house to leave? Like, because thank God my mom was there. So, you know, she could get us out of that situation real quick. Because, you know, I'm sure my grandma was cursing him out. Like, you know, when we left. But, like, literally, like, a slow motion movie, like, looking out of the back of the car window, like, bye, daddy, like, waving back.
I had the same, I had the same issues with my dad. Like, it's crazy. Like, I just told you, like, I had a recent situation with a guy, and I realized he had abandonment issues because of what he did. And I realized I had abandonment issues. I already knew I did, but I didn't recognize it as abandonment issues. I knew I had issues. I knew it was a toxic situation that, you know, I went through as a child, but I didn't realize, I didn't recognize it as abandonment issues.
Right.
So, like, when I was young, I actually, like, my dad, like you, like, my dad was around. It wasn't like he wasn't around. Like, I didn't know who he was. I did. And he actually would do stuff like he would say, oh, I'm taking you and your sister to Chuck E. Cheese this weekend. Then Friday night, he call and say, oh, I have to work overtime this weekend. I signed up for overtime. I can't do it. You know, and he get us all hyped up to go and then disappoint on Friday when we were supposed to go on Saturday. He did this all the time to the point where my mom had to put money aside every time he said he was going to take me somewhere because I would be so disappointed and heartbroken that she would have to, like, take me to the movies or take me, you know, like, get one of my little friends or something, and we would, like, go do something fun because it was such a disappointment. So because I went through that, I'm realizing, like, oh, my goodness, like, you know, this has carried on through my life. So when a guy, if I'm dating a guy and he's not, you know, if he's, like, does something, like, okay. So for instance, I travel for work. I recently was talking to a guy and he, like, kind of, like, he wasn't what he said he was going to be. I'm not even
like, don't even get into it.
He wasn't what he said he was, and it was just like he was telling me one thing and then doing another, and it took me back to my issues with my dad, and it was just like, wow. I suffer from this. It triggered me. Like, it triggered me, and it made me realize, like, okay, I got to figure something out. I got to go back and figure out why this is triggering me so bad, like, you know? And then you just had to be transparent with yourself at that point. Like, okay, you know, what's going on? Like, you know, why am I even, first of all, why am I even attracting men that's doing this to me? You know what I mean? All types of stuff I went through. And, yeah, just being transparent with myself and seeing, okay, like, this is something that needs to be healed. This is a trauma I went through. So.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, since we're short on time, we're just going to give the audience a sneak peek today. We can't really go into, like, our examples and everything that we would like to actually discuss. But moving on, so that brings us to toxicity. So another, this is, again, like, when I'm in, you could be in a toxic situation and not realize you're in a toxic situation once again. So, yeah, like, where do I even begin with the toxic? Where? And so.
Because it's so, it happens so, like, you know, you don't even. It's so weird how you can be in a toxic situation and not even recognize it as toxic. Like. It's just like you're just getting through it. You're trying to survive through it. Like your whole body, your mind, your spirit, everything is on survival mode. Like,
ooh, that reminds me. Ooh, Gabrielle Union. Yeah, have we heard about this story?
Exactly. Yeah, she's been talking about her rape experiences and, you know, how she just kind of, like, had an outer body experience with that, and she learned to kind of go, her body was on autopilot, and it was just like, whoa, like, I've been there before. I've been there.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know much about that, so I don't want to speak on it like that. Mm-hmm. I know she's doing a memoir. I haven't read it yet, but just I'm going to go back to an interview I heard her discussing. She was actually discussing the different topic of being cheated on and then finding out not only did he have a baby with the girl he cheated on, and she was going through trying to conceive and having a hard time with going through that whole process of what's it called, in vitro? I forget the exact term.
Yeah, in vitro. Yeah.
Yeah, so that, going through that.
Yeah.
And she said for 2 years, she just kind of was like out of body. Like she was going, you know, doing what, you know, her, you know, not for her, it's not a 9-to-5, but, you know, going day by day, her doing her routines. But like she wasn't really there mentally. Like, I'm like,
yeah.
At what point? Yeah. So my question, at what point do we realize we're in a toxic situation and we... Because she was saying so herself, like, this, she does not recommend this for anyone. She feels that she got through it and they worked it out, or quote unquote worked it out. Like, and even it's just like, at what point do we draw the line and say no? Like, I can't see myself getting past that. Like, I just can't see myself, like. That's the worst thing you can do to someone. Yeah. Like, besides what happened to me, where I walked into my daughter's father in bed with somebody. I was 7 months pregnant. Like, that is, I mean, talk about trauma, but in staying through that, I stayed through that for the purpose of, I had no choice. I was pregnant at that moment. And I knew I had to line up certain things where when the second she was born, okay, paperwork and everything was being filed. But so, yeah, in this case where Gabrielle Union, now I think she has her baby, her daughter, that she still didn't get to carry her. Like, she still had a surrogate.
Right, yeah.
So she feels like it's worth it? I don't know. I'm going to let you talk.
Worth it.
Ooh, like, going so through crazy. That? Because she finally got her baby?
I don't think. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, see, that's why I try to stay out of celebrities' business, because I don't know what they got going on. You don't know what type of other, you know, businesses they might have together. Mm-hmm. You know, it may not be the easiest thing for them to get divorced. Now, I really don't know, like, the whole timeline of when he had the baby. Do you know, like, was it before or after they got married? Because I don't know. That's why I don't know if she's speaking about it now.
I think they had to have been married, though. They had to. Because how can you, like, how are we staying through this? Like, what do we have tying us together?
When did this even happen? Like, this kind of, this whole topic just came out of nowhere. Like, he had a baby on me. Like, what?
I feel like I remember vaguely in the news. I remember vaguely in the news that it was kind of like, but it wasn't like, certain things get more propaganda than others, like depending on what's going on in the news. Like recently, Nicki Minaj was talking
PR
about.
Team is just really good.
Like,
for real,
because like recently,
got a really great PR team.
Let's talk about it. Right, because like because, you know, recently with Nicki Minaj and like it was so much propaganda about her cousin and saying he had the big balls.
Ooh, honey, I don't know. What,
yeah, she got some. Yeah, with her a sex offender husband.
Yeah,
but like it depends on what's going on in the news at the time. Like, you know how it was so much propaganda about her cousin getting big balls after he took the vaccine, like, because it's like, okay, we gotta focus on this now because we don't want people to not get the vaccine. Like, so that it was like it overtook the news. Like, why? Like, so anyway, going back to Gabrielle Union, so at what point do we draw the line?
I don't know. I mean, the thing is with her is that she's still in it. She's still in her marriage. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't want to see them break up. Like, I I mean, I only see what we all see, what they show us on social media. You know, I don't know what their life is like, you know, behind closed doors. It's just, it's kind of sad to me because they were kind of one of the couples that looked like they had it figured out, you know, and to hear that he did, you know, have a baby on her while she's trying to have a child of her own.
Mm-hmm.
That is devastating and heartbreaking.
Oh, yes. I cannot imagine.
She said she's still, like you said, like, suffering through it. Like, she's still trying to figure out how to pull herself out of, like...
Now, if this ain't a toxic situation, I don't know what is.
She's still in it, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when you're in it, you don't realize you're in it. Like, sis,
yeah,
wake up. Wake up.
Situation. It may, you know... It may take her to leave or whatever, you know. It's going to take a lot.
She's like in bliss. She's like, her life is heaven now. I just find it hard.
I don't think she thinks that. Like, because she still is dealing with the fact that her husband got a child with somebody else.
Listen, it's so many married. Can we just talk about how it is so many married couples? Mm-hmm. That it's like, yo,
they can have it,
hun. That, like, that's what marriage is. No, ma'am, no,
you're not gonna
sir.
Be out here embarrassing me in these streets, having a baby on me. Like, for all that, I can just stay single and just, you know, deal with you when I wanna. Cause
it's scary to me.
Ain't no way you gonna take vows and all that just to embarrass me. Like, no.
That is so scary.
We're not doing it. Yes, it's crazy. It's sad, you know. And like I was saying when we kind of discussed it before, like, because I feel like if the shoe was on the other foot, he'd have been gone.
Mm-hmm.
How you going to tell your husband that you're pregnant, but you don't know if it's his or your side boyfriend, your side dude?
Right.
He ain't no man staying around for that.
Yes.
No man's
gonna, and that's the thing,
stick around for that.
They're
going to be gone.
And that's the one thing I do have to give props to men. They are very black and white on stuff like that. And that, I'm sure, saves them a lot of the emotional tug of war that we go through as women, because it's like we do these things to ourselves when we stick around for way too long after these red flags. Like,
right, the red flag.
It's like
just jumping, and we'd be like, "No, I'm the bottom."
That's my favorite color, red. Like,
right,
you know, like, come on,
right,
sis. But
yeah,
man, we got to move on because we're going to run out of time. But yes, it's like, at what point do we?
Yeah,
it's a therapy thing, I think.
Yes,
for
you
us.
Need therapy. You need to remove yourself from the toxic situation in order to truly move on. There's no way you can really, like, move on from certain things unless you take a step back. That's one of the reasons why I do travel for work,
mm-hmm,
because it allows me to remove myself from Philly. I love my city, but you see all the violence and everything that's going on,
mm-hmm,
you know, it's just like, I got to get out of here,
mm-hmm,
you know, and being alone, you know, while I travel and go on my work assignments, it allows me time to really self-reflect and heal myself from certain traumas I probably, like, didn't know I was going through. Like,
right.
I didn't even know that was a traumatic experience. Oh, my goodness, you know,
mm-hmm,
and I get to heal from things that I didn't even know I need healing from.
Oh,
so,
man.
It's just, it's, I love this. It's been a blessing to me. And, you know, people like, how can you be by yourself? Because it's just, sometimes you need to remove yourself from everything,
mm-hmm,
from even the people you love, you know, friends, family. It gets tough not seeing them, but I'm doing so much healing and working on myself. It's like, listen, this is better for me and you, because I'm a better friend now. I feel like I'm a better, you know, family member, like, just an all-around different person, because I was able to, like, say, okay, I got to leave everything that I'm familiar with and go somewhere else so I can, you know, kind of get my mind together.
Right.
And this is, you know, it's just been the best thing. So, yeah, I think that, like, just you have to remove yourself from that toxic situation and seek healing, whether therapy or whatever, you know.
And that's the thing. That's the most important part you said, is that you like being alone. The problem is people who are not dealing with themselves don't like being alone.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see them jump from one relationship to another. never healing, never addressing what is there, you know, and it just carries that baggage on
from
and on
to, person.
To the next relationship.
Yeah.
So
they're just holding on to it. Yeah. Cause they don't know how to sit with themselves. It's, it's too disturbing. It's too scary. They don't want to face their own problems head on. So they rather, oh, let me talk to this person. No, like I'm not anyone right now. I have to just sit with myself sometimes. Like I need this for my own sanity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to do it. So, yeah. Yeah, people aren't healing themselves. And, you know, that's kind of, that brings on, what do they call it? Generational curses and things like that. Because you're going to have kids. And then now you're bringing, you know, all that baggage onto your children. And it's a cycle. You know, you have to heal within yourself so you can be a better a parent, a better spouse. You know, most people, that's what they want. They want to have children. They want to have a spouse. Yeah, like you have to be right within yourself in order to love and to be, you know, that person for someone else.
Right.
So yeah.
So we're gonna move on to the next T, transparency. That goes into our next T out of the three T's. Transparency. Mm-hmm. One thing I will say about Wendy Williams, okay, for the most part.
God.
And now for her to have be somebody, I think, and this is also part of why she is as transparent as she is, has been in the past, because she does dog so many people on her radio show so often.
Yeah.
That, you know, now it was when it was her turn, like, she just
karma.
Had to be transparent. Yeah, it's karma. Yeah, so it was like she had to be transparent, like, I really think that was a part of it. So, I say all that to say, what do we think about now? Wendy Williams recently was hospitalized. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we know she did have a breakthrough COVID, coronavirus. She got infected with coronavirus, even though she was vaccinated. So, they call it a breakthrough for that reason, a breakthrough case. So, we know her show was supposed to start on the 20th of September. So that date came and went, and then they posted on her page, like, she's going through a breakthrough, you know, coronavirus case right now. So then they said she got better. So then, all right, they gave us a new date. So, like, the new date for her show to start was, I think, October. So then that date was coming, and they kept, like, teasing it, like, 3 days, like a countdown, 5 days and 3 days. And then they were like, no, she's still not well. Like, she's still not well.
Oh, they pushed it back again. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I did see that she was supposed to come back, and then they said, no, we're going to push it back. Then they pushed it back again after that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so basically, long story short. Now, I mean, I'm just going to go all the way back, though. Not even just this. Like, because, well, for this, she hasn't really came out and said what's going on in her personal life or anything right now, but she has in the past, so that's what I was kind of alluding to, because recently all I've heard was her brother saying that, you know, we all know Wendy, she's healing right now, and we're going to give her time. Like, he didn't really go into the details, but he said she's under care right now. Like, he said it like she's under a doctor's care right now. So yeah. But in the past, I will say, like, and she did a whole documentary about it, about her biopic, like, discussing her husband's infidelity and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch that by any chance?
Yes.
Okay, so, like, let's talk about it.
She was sitting there crying the whole time?
The...
It was irking me so bad.
Wait,
are you talking about
the actress?
No, okay. I'm talking about when they had the movie on Lifetime, and then they had a documentary afterwards where she basically kind of discussed like certain things she went through in her life.
Oh, see, I didn't see that. I didn't see that. Okay, that's what I wanted to watch. So you know the good stuff.
You gotta watch that.
You know where to find the good stuff. You gotta let me know. Okay.
Yeah, after that movie that they did on her, it's that's good. You gotta. She sat there and just cried through all this stuff.
She was just crying, like, the whole time.
You don't be crying when you be dragging people. You know what? I'm gonna leave it alone because she be dragging people.
Dragging them.
You don't be crying.
Girl. Dragging them.
You know, you don't be crying. Now you wanna be crying and all vulnerable, and it was just like, yeah, like it was crazy.
Wow.
She was having like a whole emotional breakdown through the whole thing.
Just to go, I guess, let's talk about the biopic, I guess, before we go into that. Well, I didn't watch it yet, so we got to talk about that on the podcast. Tune in to the podcast Sugar and Spice on the YouTube channel. We will put the link below or whatever when we post. A little sneak peek. This is just behind the scenes. So, so, like, the biopic, like, her whole life, like, it seemed like her mom seemed toxic to me. Like, well, as far as her eating and if she had any kind of eating disorder, to me that seemed very toxic. Like,
very. Mm.
I don't know if you want to shed any light, but because I've met people and it's like you would never think they have that kind of like an eating disorder or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was watching The Crown, I think Princess Diana, like, she has the eating disorder. It's like, like, you would never know. But being transparent.
Go ahead.
We're getting, 3 minutes? 2 minutes, then we got a countdown. So we'll just wrap it up.
Okay.
I think, transparency has a lot to do with your growth. Like, and, I think she's relapsed. I don't know if she had a relapse recently.
I'm sorry. I hate to say Like I say, I try to stay out of celebrity business, but that's what it's given. Okay, it's given she relapsed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't want to, you know, say that she's suffering. You know, she's still suffering from her drug addiction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, because of course, if they say that, like, you know, she may be taken off the air. You know what I mean? She worked very hard to get to where she is at. I mean, one thing you got to respect about Wendy is that she worked hard to get to where she is today. She has a TV show. She's like one of the only DJs that had started out as a DJ, and now she has a freaking show on national TV. Like, I mean, she's accomplished a lot.
Speaking of radio show, we're getting cut off. So,
okay.
But I want to thank you for tuning in, and you have tuned into R&B Dreams, and we're going to keep it going on the Sugar and Spice podcast, y'all. See y'all next time.
Yes. See you.